British Columbia's outgoing premier says he has offered a helping hand in resolving the gridlock over healthcare funding between provincial and territorial leaders and the federal government. John Horgan, who will pass the premiership to NDP leader David Eby on Friday, said he sent a group text message to his counterparts, saying he'd be happy to help any way he can and has indicated the same to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. "I wasn't looking for work. I was saying I know the file, I'm passionate about it," he told reporters Thursday in Vancouver. "It was a sincere offer to people who I've been working with that if there's anything more I can do to continue to move this down the field, I want to do it." Horgan said he believes he has the confidence of leaders across the political spectrum to help them solve the issue. However, he noted his relationship isn't as strong with Federal Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos, whom he accused of ghosting provincial leaders who gathered in Victoria in July and were hoping to see a commitment of larger federal health transfers. Horgan made the comments after an event hosted by the BC Chamber of Commerce, where he reflected on his legacy. He said he chose to leave politics after his second battle with cancer and believes he's one of the few examples of leaders who get to leave on their own terms. "Despite this being the best job in the universe, I just felt it was time to go," he said. "And the good news is that there's a whole bunch of young people in my caucus that are ready to take on the challenges." Horgan said he's leaving the province in good hands with Eby, who served as the province's Attorney General and Minister responsible for housing before becoming new Democrat Party leader and Premier designate. "I've given him all of the tough files, all of them, and he's managed them. I think you can have great confidence that you're not going to find anyone who will work harder than David," Horgan said. Ahead of the event, an organization of British Columbia Indigenous leaders thanked Horgan in a statement for his work on passing legislation affirming Indigenous rights and called on Eby to continue efforts toward reconciliation. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, said passage of the BC Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act in 2019 would not have been possible without Horgan's leadership. Phillip said he and other Indigenous leaders enjoyed and fully supported Horgan as premier, and appreciated his ability to bring people together and connect with First Nations. Despite a lack of agreement on some issues, such as expansion of the liquefied natural gas industry and conservation of old-growth forests, the union remains proud of the joint work that was accomplished, the statement said. Horgan singled out the adoption of the declaration as one of his proudest achievements. Despite having two history degrees, he said he didn't know what a residential school was until he was in a gymnasium full of survivors during the Truth and Reconciliation Commission hearings. He said he's hopeful the declaration will help transform unspeakable poverty on many reservations formed through the Indian Act. Horgan was first elected to the legislature in 2005, was acclaimed leader of the BC New Democrats in 2014, became premier in 2017 and won re-election in 2020. He successfully battled a second cancer diagnosis the following year and announced in June that he would step down as premier and leader but would stay on as the member of the legislature for Langford Juan de Fuca.